Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Monday morning from the 1010 Winds newsroom. It's President's Day, a little bit on the quiet side, but here we are, Lee Harris in the newsroom. We have Roger Stern and Glenn Shuck out there this morning. In Peekskill, a woman who was being investigated by a cop wound up having to call the cops on the cop who was investigating her. Roger Stern with more live from Peekskill this morning. Roger?
Yeah, Lee, a prosecutor saying that Peekskill police officer Michael Agavino abused his authority, threatening to arrest a local woman unless she had sex with him. Now, this allegedly began in July and continued on and off until January when she taped the two of them together. Now, authorities say the officer had told the woman she was the suspect in a robbery. She was not, and there's no indication she had done anything wrong, but he had threatened to arrest her. The 33-year-old officer now charged with sex abuse, stalking, and burglary. He's on administrative leave from his department.
All right, you said that she taped the two of them together. You mean she recorded them together,
she
right?
She recorded them, audio recording, absolutely.
Okay, that was a little confusing there. Roger Stern, live from Peekskill this morning. Police have dug up some video of two men wanted for questioning in the rape of a 34-year-old woman in Brooklyn a couple of weeks ago. It happened around 10 p.m. on February 1st in Cypress Hills near Williams and East New York Avenue. The men started talking to the woman and then raped her right on the street before running off. We have video up at 1010winds.com. If you recognize the suspects, the NYPD is anxiously awaiting your call. What's bugging Senator Schumer this week? Dogs.
I'm making it public that I've got a bone to pick with the White House.
Bone. Dogs. Get it? At issue, the canines of the DHS. The president's proposed budget eliminates $59 million in funding for those DHS bomb sniffers, which patrol train stations and airports and other locations with heavy foot traffic.
Now, they tried to cut them last year or 2 years ago, not eliminate them, but cut them. I was able to restore the money. And I want to assure New Yorkers I'm going to fight as hard as I can to restore that money now.
Schumer says $59 million is not a lot of money for something everybody wants. But according to the White House, these canine teams duplicate the efforts of state and local law enforcement and in some cases the TSA as well. As we've all learned, the Houston Astros are a bunch of cheats, and it seems they might have cheated their way to a World Series victory in 2017. Major League Baseball has concluded the Astros have suffered enough for their sign-stealing exploits, but you have to wonder if Yankees fans feel the same. Actually, you don't have to wonder, because we can just ask them, and that's exactly what Glenn Shuck is doing live in Midtown this morning. Glenn?
And Lee, yeah, good morning. Many Yankee fans feel pretty irritated this morning, it seems, after the comments from the baseball commissioner, Rob Manfred, with ESPN. He says, stripping the Astros of that 2017 World Series title, first of all, that's not happening. He says, it's only a piece of metal, that trophy, anyway. And then he says, the ridicule the players are going to face, not only now, but for months and maybe even years ahead, is going to be punishment enough. I caught up with Rob, who commutes into the city from Westwood, New Jersey. Here's his theory.
What should happen to these players?
I tell you, they should definitely be suspended.
Every player on the team?
Not every player. They should really investigate it. Who really, really started this whole thing? And from there, they should just stop suspending them right down the line.
Because they have a few players who weren't there in 2017, right?
Yeah, and, you know, what are you going to do? There's so much discussion about this, Lee. I mean, you talk to some people at each end of the spectrum. Some are so furious. Others say, you know what, let's move on already. We have a bigger things in the world to worry about. But Yankee fans, of course, are pretty passionate, and many do feel that the Yanks were cheated here. Now, I spoke with Andy, who lives in the Upper West Side, says one thing he's looking forward to is giving the Astros some grief in person with a Bronx cheer. The only problem is the Astros don't play the Yankees at the stadium until September, but he'll be there.
I'm excited. That's what Yankee baseball is.
Yeah, at least he's got something to look forward to. That's pretty stunning from Manfred, just calling the trophy nothing but a piece of metal.
Well, I think what's really happening here in this story, too, now is the focus may even come off of this team and now on the commissioner, if he's actually the guy to lead the sport going forward. I think that's what you're going to hear on many of the sports radio stations today, talking about Rob Manfred and what's his future in this game. We'll see.
Glenn Shuck, live from Midtown this morning on the All Local. You've seen this guy on TV.
Hi, I'm Steve Perillo of Perillo Tours.
You might even remember his dad, Mario Perillo. Anyway, Perillo Tours is getting sued by Homeric Tours, which claims Perillo and a former employee of Homeric conspired to steal proprietary information from Homeric so Perillo could set up a Christian tour department. The former employee is accused of downloading at least 20 proprietary documents and then handing them over to Perillo. There is no comment yet from Perillo. The Shiloh Baptist Church in Elizabeth was the scene of a three-alarm fire early yesterday. The back of the church collapsed before firefighters could put it out. William Ingram is the pastor there.
We were anticipating waking up this morning, coming to church to worship and stuff, and you wake up to this. That's the nature of life, and, you know, that's why we have faith.
The church, which dates back to 1879, was pretty much destroyed, according to Elizabeth Fire Chief Thomas McNamara. It had several outreach services for the homeless, including a soup kitchen, and there's no word yet on the cause of that fire. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.